Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Audio Network. This show is raw and unfiltered, and your host is Wayne Allen Root. I am not Wayne Allen Root. On Fridays, I get a chance to hang out with you, be the warm-up act for Wayne. We'll be here in exactly 60 minutes. Yes, Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas. He is pushing the buttons. He is making things go. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. Email me. LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com, and this is my first official show of June here on the USA Audio Network, as it is the second day of June 2023, and I didn't get a chance, and even though we're almost a week removed from Memorial Day, I'd like to share some of my thoughts on what Memorial Day should mean and how it should be looked on. You know, the real focus of Memorial Day is to pay tribute to the extraordinary men and women who have made the ultimate sacrifice in defense of our great nation. Memorial Day is a sacred occasion, should be a solemn reminder of the countless American patriots who laid down their lives to safeguard the principles upon which this country was founded. When we reflect on the significance of Memorial Day, we should be reminded of the remarkable heroes who exemplify the true spirit of America. From the battlefields of Lexington and Concord to the deserts in Iraq, the mountains of Afghanistan, these brave individuals fought with unwavering determination to protect the freedoms and liberties that we all enjoy every single day. Never forget that. Never forget that. And those heroes included George Washington, laid down the leadership and sacrifice for the foundation of independence. Abraham Lincoln, whose steadfast resolve preserved the Union in the darkest of dark times. We think we are in the middle of dark times, but think about brother fighting brother, cousin fighting cousin. Family members going at it, best friends going at it. That's the darkest time in the history of the country. How about the soldiers who stormed the beaches of Normandy? The nurses who tended to the wounded in Vietnam? Those individuals and countless others are the embodiment of American patriotism. And I often talk about what it means to actually be a patriot. It's willing to lay down your life for the country. You know, every morning in Connecticut, I get behind the microphone and we talk about all the things that are wrong with this nation. We're on a road to ruin, right? That's seemingly what we do now in this world, because we're being led by inept leadership, by a bozo in the White House, and it's caused this terrible situation that we're dealing with every single day. And America has faced many challenges throughout its history. And each generation has risen to the occasion. Now it's our turn to rise to the occasion. It saddens me. It should sadden you that we are actually in the middle observing the erosion of values that have defined us for a couple of centuries. And we're now at a crossroads, torn between competing visions of what America should be and a clear vision of what it has become. The foundations of our nation, they're being questioned. The principles upon which we were built that guided us are being challenged. We must ask ourselves, Are we still the land of the free and the home of the brave? Or are those words now hollow? Do they have the same meanings they had for your parents, for your grandparents, for the folks who were the first settlers to cross the Mississippi? Are they the same? Same feel, same meaning. Are we a nation that cherishes individual liberty, limited government, and the pursuit of happiness? Or are we so self-absorbed and become such narcissists that we don't care about the greater good? We only care about that immediate gratification, whatever is happening to me in that moment. That seems like the most important thing to this new generation. What will the legacy be that we leave for future generations? What will it be? Will we succumb to the forces that continue to divide us and seek to divide us, erode our freedoms, diminishing the sacrifice of those who came before us? Is that what we've become? Or will we rise above the noise and rekindle the spirit of unity and reaffirm our commitment to the principles that made America the greatest nation in the history of this planet? I believe our spirit is indomitable. We have faced adversity time and time again, and we have always emerged stronger than before. Always. But we've all said this many, many times. It will require each and every one of us to stand up for what we believe in, to engage in great debates, either at your kitchen table or at the restaurant or at a bar stool, wherever you go. Fight back. Push back. Not necessarily with violence. Become well-equipped with what you're arguing about, whatever topic it happens to be. An intellectual battle, one that you are sure to win every single time. Your facts versus their facts. Your ideas and ideals versus theirs. That's not a heavy lift. That's not a lot to ask when you consider everything that your forefathers gave their lives in some cases for this nation. But the fallen heroes on Memorial Day should insist that we renew our commitment. Honor their memory by upholding the values of freedom, justice, and opportunity. It's imperative that their sacrifice not go in vain. The memories of those great men and women lives on forever in each one of us. It must. I've said this before, I'll say it again. There's something different about Americans. There's something in our DNA that sets us apart from everyone else. It makes us stronger. And just a reminder that Memorial Day is not for car sales or picnics or special trips to the beach. Memorial Day is and should only be about the fallen soldiers who have given everything for your freedom. Imagine what it must have been like running towards machine gun fire, running towards exploding bombs, because you knew that your life was worth the trade-off for the greater good. It's an unthinkable sacrifice, yet one that every soldier who suits up promises to give this country. It's amazing. It really is. So I just wanted to share that. I know we're about a week removed from Memorial Day, but I didn't get a chance to spend any time with you last week, so I wanted to throw that at you here as we start out this Friday broadcast across the entire country on the USA Audio Network, and let everybody out there who's ever served in the military, ever put on a uniform, to know that I am indebted to each and every one of you. Thank you very much for what you've done, and everyone who has given that ultimate sacrifice. There's never enough thanks that can be given to you or the family members, because, as I said previously, it's an unthinkable sacrifice that you were asked to give, and you did it. All right, listen, before we get to our first break, I do want to remind you guys about a great place to go when you're thinking about going to school. Our friends up at Nichols College, they have the ultimate destination for you. I'm talking about a place here on the East Coast in Massachusetts that has become this incredible bastion of free thought and free ideas. The exchange at Nichols is unlike anything you have ever seen. If you are a college student looking for that, that is the most important thing for you. Go online, nichols.edu, and take a look at it. If you're a parent and you're saying to yourself, I'm tired of my son or my daughter being indoctrinated at these schools with these progressive woke ideas. Let them go someplace where they can talk freely without the fear of persecution, without the fear of being manipulated or coerced into an idea. They'll have every opportunity at Nichols to express themselves freely. And it's become the one of the best business schools on the East Coast. So if that is your goal, to set up and get involved into a college experience that the only thing I can compare it to is Hillsdale, and have it right here in your backyard in Massachusetts, check it out online, nichols.edu. And my good friend, Glenzel Macy, who's the president, also, again, a member of the Federal Society. This is a guy who has just almost overnight has changed the whole mindset of a college, where even liberal professors who historically were liberal have now seen things through a different lens and are able to communicate on all different levels. It's just, it's really remarkable, the transformation. So again, if you're looking for a great place to land where you're going to get a great education and just the freedom to have a conversation with your professors, Nichols is the place to go. So I wanted to throw that out there. Nichols.edu is the website to go to, because it's so important with where education seems to be steamrolling and heading like a freight train into this progressive oblivion. Nichols may be a savior, so check that out today. All right, we got to take a short break. We'll come right back. I got a great hour in store for you. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me at leeelsie.com. Email me. Love to go back and forth with the emails. leeelsieradio@gmail.com. Do that. And yes, of course, Wayne will be here in a little less than 60 minutes. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Tuning into the baseball game, monitoring the incoming storm, catching your favorite talk show. These are just a few of the reasons more than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month. And did you know AM radio is the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times? It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll free, 800-422-8148.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
I'd like to...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Segment of the show. I trust them. I personally buy from them. GoGet Capital sells physical gold and silver. That's what you want. Physical gold and silver. Not stock market gold and silver. Physical gold and silver that you can put in your IRA, your SEP IRA, or have it delivered right to your door. 100% insured. A-plus rating for the Better Business Bureau. When it comes time to sell, GoGet Capital makes it easy. They'll buy the metals back for you if you ever decide to sell. And when you mention Wayne Alaroot, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. The one thing you can count on to protect what you have worked so hard for is physical gold and silver. Do not wait. Do not procrastinate. Call GoGet Capital now. Tell them Wayne Root sent you and get up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. What are you waiting for? 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. I am Lee Elsie, theelsieradio@gmail.com.
Democrats, my Democrat friends, even before Trump was inaugurated, you were demanding that he be impeached multiple times.
You attempted to throw him out of office, even using the lies and the manipulation by the Clinton campaign through the Steele dossier.
You fooled America. You concocted a Russia collusion hoax for 3 years,
bolstered by Congressman Adam Schiff, who assured the nation repeatedly that he had proof, solid evidence that Trump was guilty beyond any reasonable doubt. Schiff lied. He lied again. And he lied again with no apparent harm to his political career. He lied with impunity. The Russia collusion story was nothing more than the greatest hoax in American government history.
Democrats followed with two failed attempts to impeach Trump, the second after he left office. So it was nonstop, never ending.
Next, the FBI raided Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate, supposedly in search of classified documents. No former president's home had ever been raided by law enforcement officials. Several of Joe Biden's properties held classified documents, but of course, that was a more civilized transfer of classified information. Democrats have used so much legislative energy to better their own condition, not to better the condition of the country. Democrats frequently try to silence conservative speech. Democrats have colluded with their big tech friends to shut down free speech. Facebook took down factual posts about Hunter's laptop, about the vaccine, about the virus. The Biden administration has attempted to create a disinformation governance board, one that can specifically target and eliminate speech that they disagree with. The IRS under Barack Obama targeted conservative groups, shutting them down. Democrats have often used rough tactics, if not violence, against their opponents. In 2018, California Democrat Maxine Waters told supporters to confront Republicans in public places to create a crowd. In 2017, a Democrat shot Republican Congressman Steve Scalise. In 2020, New York Democrat Senator Chuck U. Schumer, on the front steps of the Supreme Court, warned conservative justices that if they didn't cease issuing opinions with which he disapproved, they wouldn't know what hit them. That's the same year a mob attacked Rand Paul and his wife, threatening to injure both of them. Democrats showed little concern over any of these attacks against Republicans. But hold on a second. In 2020, when a police officer kneeled on the neck of George Floyd for too long and he died, our vice president actually went out of her way to bail out many of the rioters and the looters, making sure that they didn't have to spend any undue time in jail. The list of Democrat transgressions is lengthy, but I'll end with this. What is happening at the southern border of the United States of America is simply an invasion. The commander-in-chief and his cronies have thrown the southern border wide open to illegal immigrants, drug dealers, smugglers, sex traffickers, in hopes that in future generations, some of them, most of them, will be Democrat voters. When you look at what's wrong with the United States of America, almost everything can be traced back to Democrat control or the Democrat ideas of what they want America to look like 10, 20, 50 years from now. You've got to keep fighting. Every single one of you, everybody who's listening to me right now, there is no rest for any of you. Push back every place you can, because I've used this term before. You can see it. America is slowly slipping off into the abyss. We'll take a short break. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. He'll be here in less than an hour. Keep it right here on the USA Audio Network.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
War now.
USA USA News update. President Biden will directly address the American people on the recently passed debt ceiling bill in a primetime address at 7 Eastern tonight.
There is a gravity, as you all can imagine, of this moment. And so the president wanted to make sure that he addressed the American people directly. And he's going to be speaking from the Oval Office behind the Resolute desk.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president will sign the bill this weekend. CIA Director Bill Burns made a secret trip to China last month for a meeting with Beijing officials. That's according to a recent report. President Biden dispatched Burns to emphasize the United States' interest in maintaining open intelligence communication channels with China. The Republican National Committee is establishing tougher criteria for presidential candidates to participate in the party's initial debate. Candidates will need to secure 40,000 individual campaign donors and gain the backing of at least 1% of voters in multiple polls. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, all, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. Feel free to email me, leelcradio@gmail.com. That's L-E-E-E-L-C-I, add radio at the end, at gmail.com, and you are in business. Back and forth we'll go. I always read the emails. I almost always respond. It depends on what kind of an avalanche of emails I get. If I say something that aggravates folks, usually I get an avalanche of emails. But if you want to be a part of the show, back and forth we go, feel free to email me. Okay, well, yesterday, our fearless leader, President Joe Biden, that's right, the 46th. Is he 46th president of the United States? Are we counting that, or are we going to give this one to Obama? I mean, there have been 46 presidents, but are we counting Biden really as president? Let's see what Siri says. Siri, who's the 46th president of the United States?
Here's an answer from Wikipedia. On November 7th, 2020, Joe Biden was elected to be the 46th president of the United States.
I threw up in my mouth a little bit just then. All right, so even Siri agrees that Joe Biden is the current president, unfortunately. Well, you may have missed this, but yesterday, the president of the United States of America, Joe Biden, the commander-in-chief, was giving a commencement at the Air Force Base. And, well, he fell down. Again. I think he falls down now once a week, twice a week. But he fell down on the stage. And not only did all of America, but all the world saw it. However, not a lot of people got a chance to hear it. I actually have the audio of Joe Biden falling yesterday at the Air Force commencement speech.
Lord Jesus, help me, Lord, please, Jesus, please.
Proud day to be an American. Wouldn't you agree? All right, it's very depressing, but another laughing stock we have become because of our commander-in-chief, Jolton Joseph Biden. Taking another tumble. Okay, what else? The debt limit, the debt ceiling, that vote. Some folks like it, some folks don't. I don't. I'm in that group. I don't think that the rough and tough talk of McCarthy and the crew in the beginning of this, I feel like they caved on a lot of this stuff. I don't feel like they got everything that they could have, but it was handled, I think, poorly from start to finish by everybody involved. So this whole idea of a debt limit is asinine anyway. We have to eventually face this bone-crushing debt. Almost $32 trillion. I swear to you, I swear to God, that I feel like I'm one of the only ones who have been yelling about this for the better part of a decade. I remember yelling about this during the Bush administration. Certainly yelling about it when Obama became president. And now all of a sudden it is pseudo under the fold headline news that our debt is approaching $32 trillion. Our debt to service every year is $1 trillion. That's $1 trillion. Not to pay down principal, but $1 trillion just to pay off the interest on $32 trillion in debt. It is unsustainable, and I feel like a broken record, so I'll stop. Nobody seems to care about the debt. It's lip service at best, and it will be the eventual road to our ruin, to our destruction. In fact, Abraham Lincoln said, we will only be toppled from within. And I'll throw a footnote on that. Either toppled from within with the sinister politicians that are in place now or have been in place for the better part of a number of decades, slowly chipping away at the foundation of the country, or we will fall because of our gluttony, our want of material possessions, and our greed, our sloth. Other nations in history have followed this path, and they have followed it right into the abyss. Okay, forget about that. You don't care about it. You want to go into a couple of other topics? Okay, Florida school board members weigh in on furry dress attire at school board meetings. They're saying, well, it's inappropriate. The kids want to dress in the furry costumes. You know how adults have these conferences or these get-togethers? Usually they pick some seedy, dirty hotel and they put on a bunny costume or a gopher costume or a panda or whatever it is that they put on. And they go and they have sex with each other with the furries on. That's the thing, right? Well, now, because we've so corrupted and sexualized everything in these kids' lives, now kids want to wear furries to school. You can mark this down under the column of you can't make this stuff up. The bottom line is this is nonsense. It's completely inappropriate. And it's born because we, again, have sexualized and energized these kids into the darkest places, the most evil types of places. And now they're comfortable there. It's just another example of how we have gone absolutely cuckoo in this country. Colorado teachers apparently are against capitalism, and their union is actually fighting against them teaching capitalism. The Colorado Teachers Association, which is the state's teachers union, recently passed a resolution expressing its belief that capitalism inherently exploits children, public schools, land, labor, and resources. They would like to focus their attention on systemic racism, climate change, patriarchy, and of course the LGBTQ disparities and biases. That's your teachers union in Colorado. I have many friends who are teachers. You often hear teachers on this show, on my show in the morning. Something has gone really, really, really wrong with a higher percentage of teachers than we've ever had that have really lurched to the left and have bought in hook, line, and sinker all of this pseudo-nonsense-slash-garbage that they're trying to feed your kids in school. I've told you this before. If you have children and they are going to school, they are going to public school, you had better be very, very careful of what they're teaching your kids, because a larger majority than usual are really pushing this woke agenda. So be careful. There's a hustle going on in the schools, and the teachers think they know what's better for your child than you do. All right, one more before we run out of time here. This one I kind of like, put a little smile on my face. Deep down inside of yours truly, there's a streak of sinister. And whenever I see the animal kingdom get the better of mankind, it really makes me smile. I got a little wry smile that rises up whenever I hear a story about the animal winning out, right? Some dope tries to take a selfie with a buffalo and they send that dope flying about 60 feet. Or some idiot jumps into an enclosure and gets thrown around like a rag doll by one of the gorillas. Or some quote-unquote trainer is manhandling a crocodile and, well, gets a little too close and the crocodile spins and that trainer gets a brand new name, Lefty, from here forward. Well, it looks like orcas, killer whales, have now sunk three boats in Europe and appear to be teaching others to do the same thing. One of the most amazing creatures God has ever put on this planet is a killer whale. They are brilliant. They are ingenious. They work together amazing as a team. They are the apex predator. It's not the great white. It's the orcas in the oceans. And man, of course, has done what man has always done, taken this beautiful creature and put it in a jail cell, a tiny jail cell, to live out its life only because it happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. Well, orcas have attacked and sunk a third boat off the coast of Europe, and experts now believe the behavior is being copied by the population in that area. I actually got goosebumps. I'm sorry. We have been so cruel to so many different animal species for so long. Every once in a while, I like to see the good guys get the best of us. And again, I'm rooting for the orcas. Sorry, that's just me. My name is Lee Elsie. Again, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Like my Facebook page. Go to my website, LeeElsie.com. You can like my YouTube page. That would be great. Every single day, I post something up on YouTube. Usually it's a 90-second video of my opening monologue here in Connecticut, but it could be anything. So if you subscribe to that, you get a chance to see yours truly. And I must caution you, it's not always free. All right. We'll come right back. Stick around, everybody. You're listening again to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root. The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why we need my friends at RevRex. Revenue Reconciliation Made Easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. And busted into the studio here in Connecticut as we're broadcasting coast to coast on this great network is my good friend, longtime weekly regular on my morning show in Connecticut, and he's got the Durham book in his hand. And before we run out of time and turn things over to Wayne, I wanted former Congressman Rob Simmons to come on and tell everybody, if they pick up this Durham report, or if they read this report, what would they find inside it, Rob?
They would have learned that there was no holdings. There are no holdings with the chief of the FBI's counterintelligence analysis that supported this allegation. The director of national intelligence, no holdings. That was Clapper. Mike Regan at NSA, no holdings that supported these allegations. Victoria Nuland, undersecretary of political affairs, Department of State, no holdings. CIA director John Brennan, deputy director David Cohen, no holdings that suggested this information was correct, and yet based on this false information about George Papadopoulos and Carter Page, they went ahead and immediately initiated the investigation. So you see, this is the unfairness, the total unfairness of how the Department of Justice and the FBI dealt with Hillary Clinton as opposed to Donald Trump. Look, people may not like Trump, people may not like Clinton, but equal justice under the law, when you talk about equal justice under the law,
yeah.
And we spent 4 years on this show,
yeah,
not defending Trump because we thought he was a likable guy, a right, nice guy. We liked the way he did his hair. We liked the way he talked. We liked the way he tweeted. We liked the way he wore his tie,
right,
unbuttoned jacket and a tie all the way down to his knee. We didn't like any of that. But the way he was treated was unfair, un-American. And what the Durham report points out, for those who are willing to read it,
yeah,
and it's a hard read, it's 300 pages with 1,735 footnotes. So every single paragraph is footnoted almost by sentence.
Right.
It's footnoted. So you say, well, this can't be true. And so you go to the source and you can look up and check it out. This is a hell of a report,
yeah,
Lee. It's a hell of a report.
I'll ask you again. I asked you this before. Why don't people across the country, I forget about the political parties. Why don't they want to hear the truth? Why don't they demand it, Rob?
Let me examine. That's such a hard question.
Like it, even if it were the other
That's
way around.
That's such a hard question. Now, Lee, there's a book on lying by Cecil Abach. She was the wife of the Harvard president, Cecil Abach. She's an ethicist, and she wrote a book on lying in public and private life. And she said, you know, there are lies that we tell sometimes that are kind of like little white lies. Okay. Like, yeah, I love your hat. Right. You got a great hat. That's okay. She said it's okay to do that because people have to learn how to get along.
Yeah.
And then there are lies like, you know, I didn't have sex with that woman, that Monica Lewinsky. How does that lie go? Or if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. And it's not going to cost any more. It's going to cost your Medicare health care is going to cost less. There are dark, devious, and terrible black lies that politicians tell. Why? To get votes, of course.
Sure.
To get support and get votes.
Right.
So that's the answer to the question.
All right.
So here is your copy of the Durham Report.
Wow, thank you very much.
All right, and here's my letter that goes with it. Dear Lee, the Durham Report lays out in precise detail what we've been saying on your show for several years now, namely that elected and unelected officials at the highest level of government in America have been actively engaged in nothing less than a coup directed against the presidential candidate and duly elected president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. We were proven right when the Mueller reported admitted after 2 years of inquiry and millions of dollars expended that, quote, the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities. But to his eternal shame, Mueller did not disclose what Durham has described in exquisite detail in over 300 precisely footnoted pages, that in fact the Clinton plan was a false allegation against candidate President Trump. And it was known to be false by President Obama, Vice President Biden, NSC Advisor Susan Rice, CIA Director Brennan, FBI Director Comey, DNI Clapper, Clinton, and a host of other high-level officials who continued the false narrative through four tumultuous years and two frivolous impeachments of President Trump. Because of our role in speaking candidly of this sordid affair, we were maligned, called conspiracy theorists, conservative right-wingers, liars, political hacks, racists, Republican stooges, hate mongers, and so forth. Did I leave everything out?
I don't think
Probably
so.
Did.
Pretty
but well the written. Truth has burst upon the scene in the Durham Report. Our commentary over the past 5 years has been validated. No other news outlet other than the New York Post that published in July 2019 that Mueller was, quote, protecting the actual miscreants in the collusion hoax, unquote, has done more than you and the Voice of Freedom to reveal the Democrats' insidious plot to overthrow and destroy a duly elected president of the United States. It is on this basis that I am proud to present you with your own personal copy of the Durham Report. You have earned it many times over. All the best, Rob Simmons, Colonel, U.S. Army Reserve, retired, Member of Congress, retired.
I don't know
That's
what to
a
say.
Keeper,
I'm
Lee.
Speechless. I keep it forever.
That's a keeper.
I thank you very, very much, my friend. That really means a lot to me.
We tell the truth around here, folks.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We got to go. We're out of time. Wayne Allen Root is next. Keep it here on the USA Audio Network.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.